Mike Dell's World number 248 for what is today? I think it's Sunday, May 22nd, 2016.
I think it's time for Mike Dell's World.
And here I am. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I figured I would make a quick podcast here this morning instead of the ham radio net that I normally do. This is Hamvention weekend at Dayton at Hara Arena. And due to the fact that I started a new job at the beginning of the month, I thought it best that I didn't take time off to go down there. So I didn't. So I'm up here, and everybody else that I talk to on the net is either down there or already come back from Dayton, and nobody's going to get on the net this morning. So we're just going to go meet for breakfast, those who are local, my dad and another friend, and we're going to go meet for breakfast, but instead of talking on the radio. So I had a little time here to put up a little update. Of course, you... heard the last one. I was down in Lansing for a conference, and that was day one of my new full-time gig. Was at a conference, so that was an interesting way to start a full-time gig. Of course, I've worked with Blueberry for 7+ years, so it's not exactly a new thing, but now it's full-time. So anyway, thought it was best I stay home, and I'm kind of glad I did. Thursday and Friday were quite busy. And actually did a little bit yesterday, and probably will do a little this afternoon, though I got a lot of projects around here to get done. First thing on the list today is mowing the lawn for the first time this season, and it was probably due about a week ago, but never got around to it. It's supposed to rain this week, so I want to get the grass cut down and seed spots that need to be seeded, so when the rain comes, that'll help the seeds grow, and we'll have more lawn to cut. The vicious circle. Let's see, what else has been going on? Not a whole heck of a lot. Like I said, just settling into the new job and enjoying that immensely. It's certainly different than what I've been doing as my full-time gig for a long time. Of course, you guys all know I was in the printing industry for the better part of 20 years. Left that gig and started driving for that courier company. And that was an interesting story. It was a local company, you know, kind of smallish, you know, maybe had 10, 12 employees total. And it was a lot of fun and made decent money and got to see a lot of the state that I would have never really gone to, and it was fun. It was worth it. But about a year ago, they sold to a trucking company, and the trucking company, you know, it's not their fault, but you know, they're just not good at the expedite stuff and the courier stuff. So over time, you know, they started losing clients and losing drivers and losing routes and all that stuff, and that's all fine and good, but I had gone back to the printing industry for a different company and was there, I don't know, 2.5 years, and this opportunity to go to Blueberry full-time came up, and I jumped at it. So I am no longer in the printing industry, which is good, and I'm sort of barely into the driving industry. One of the former managers of the original courier company that I worked for started his own courier company, and he's been giving me a few jobs on the weekend, so every once in a while I take a run for that new outfit. But I told him, you keep calling, and I may keep telling you no, but every once in a while I'll give you a yes, and he was okay with that, so So every once in a while, I take a run. It gives me a little windshield time. Of course, I'll get a little windshield time with Blueberry as well, because the closest Blueberry office to me is in Columbus, Ohio, which is about a 7-hour drive. And I go down there periodically. I mean, I was doing it before, but I'll go down there periodically for one thing or another. So I will get a little bit of windshield time, plus conferences. Of course, we're going to be at Podcast Movement in July, which is actually going to work out great for me. That's the week after 4th of July. I know a lot of people were kind of complaining about that date. Well, that's usually when everybody's on vacation and all that. Well, for me, it worked out great because 4th of July weekend is the start of the National Cherry Festival, where 250,000 people show up in a town built for about 20,000 people where I live. And that whole week is just traffic and busy. And you know, it's fun if, you know, if you participate in some of the festival activities. And the really good thing is I get to go to the air shows, which will be on that Saturday and Sunday. The Blue Angels, Navy Blue Angels, are here this year along with a bunch of other acts, and they do their show over West Grand Traverse Bay, so that's a lot of fun. Last year it was the Air Force Thunderbirds, and this year's Navy Blue Angels. Next year will be the Thunderbirds again. They kind of swap back and forth, but they'll have their show, I believe, on the 4th and 5th or 3rd and 4th. I'm really not sure what days those are, but that Monday I head down to Chicago for Podcast Movement. Blueberry's going to be having a little pre-gathering seminar, webinar. No, not webinar. I guess it'd be in person. A seminar right there at the hotel, I believe. I don't know much of the details yet, but we'll be there. And I'll be there. And it's going to be kind of interesting. I've never taken Amtrak before. And due to the fact that this thing is down on Wacker Drive in downtown Chicago, the parking is prohibitively expensive. I think it would have worked out to about $200-something to park anywhere close to that hotel, including at the hotel, as a guest. Never do understand that, but people pay it, I'm sure. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to drive down to New Buffalo, Michigan, which is just on the Indiana border along Lake Michigan there. And I'm going to park at the Amtrak station. And I'm going to take Amtrak into Union Station in Chicago. First class ticket was $25. Yeah, first class. I think it was $11 for coach ticket. But yeah, may I'll spring for the extra there for a first class seat, even though the train ride's probably 40 minutes. But I think it's worth it. And then we'll take a Uber or a taxi or whatever over to the hotel, and that'll be that. I don't really need my vehicle down there in downtown Chicago. Although I've done it before, you know, when I was working for the courier company, I used to go down there quite a bit. But like I said, I'm not going to pay, you know, $200-something to park my van there when I'm not even going to be using it for that whole week. So I said it's free parking at the Amtrak station. So that's what I'm going to do. So it'll be interesting. Never really did Amtrak before. It was actually, I thought about maybe going just to Grand Rapids and taking Amtrak. That might work too, but I think the ticket's more expensive, so I don't know. Probably be worth it though. We'll see, but I will be there and I will arrive by train. So I guess I could have flew too. The whole cost of everything's probably about the same. I can fly from Traverse City in about 35 minutes. I have direct flights to O'Hare, but O'Hare's kind of out in the sticks, so unless it took a shuttle or the train, I guess you could take the train from O'Hare. I don't know. Huh. I've been to Chicago enough, but I don't know that realm of it, because usually I drive right to Chicago and do what I do and drive out. So, you know, as far as flying or train into Chicago, I've not done that, but He said, when I go to Chicago, I usually am there for a specific thing, and I've never been somewhere in Chicago that I had to pay for parking. But, yeah, when we go down there for the print conventions at McCormick Place, the company would rent a bus, you know, so it'd bring down, yeah, I don't know, 10, 12 employees and or 15. I don't know how many we had, but you know, those little mini buses, and just hire one of those, and that was great because drop us right off at the hotel and pick us up at the hotel and drop us off at McCormick and spent the day at McCormick and then jumped back on the bus and head home. And you know, that was a good way to do it. But, you know, with Blueberry, we're all coming from different places. And this Mackenzie and Angelo are coming from Columbus. Todd's coming in from Hawaii, and I'm coming in from Traverse City. But we're not here to talk about that. In fact, I think I'll just cut this short. But I wanted to put out an episode here while I had a little time. If you guys all listen to Podcast Help Desk, you'll know that I put out an episode last night that explained that I'm kind of going on podcast vacation for that show. Not really vacation. I'm going from scheduled to unscheduled is really the gist of it. Because, you know, having a set release date tends to, in my case, you know, most people's cases, they can get a decent show together in a week's time. And I probably could, too, if I put more time into it. But at this point in my existence, I don't have the proper time, especially in the summer. And there's the radio going off. So I turned that down. You know, everybody preaches, be consistent, be consistent. Well, yeah, you can be consistent, but like I said, in my case, I'm too busy to do a good show consistently. So instead of putting out a crappy show consistently, I'm going to put out a good show inconsistently. You know, kind of like this. You know, I like to think I put out something interesting whenever I put something out, but, you know, maybe not. You know, that one from the hotel room was just informational, not interesting, like this one. You know, no fancy music. I did do the intro, though. But, until at least the end of the summer, I'm going to go unscheduled on Podcast Help Desk. You know, who knows, I might put out more stuff. That's the funny thing about it. And I do plan on writing more over there, because, you know, there is podcast news that would be good to disseminate, and there's other, you know, sometimes I have an opinion on something or a frustration about something in podcasting, especially now that I'm pretty much into podcasting as a profession. So I'm immersed in it all the time. It's definitely hard it's hard to sometimes get the motivation to do something. But then again, there's also, you know, all kinds of topics and stuff. So maybe if I put it out in smaller chunks in written form, and then when I get enough together to put out a decent episode, I'll put out a decent episode. And sorry, I got a little distracted there. We got a new version of PowerPress coming out real soon, and Angelo is actively working on it right now, and he sent me a beta. So on MikeDell.com, you will see that, you maybe not notice, but we got the new player on there for the episode, which is part of PowerPress 7 Beta 3 at this point. There's also new subscribe links on the sidebar for Stitcher and Google Play, amongst you know, the Android, iTunes, RSS, and other, or more subscribe options. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of them over there on the sidebar and underneath the player. You know, we want you to subscribe. That's why there's, you know, all the different tools right there to do it. So anyway, he was just sending me a message, and I got a little sidetracked reading that. So sorry about that. And I got to clean up a big coughing fit that I had at about the 10-minute mark. So if you want to see how well I edit between the 10 and 11-minute mark, there'll be a big edit. So, anyway, with that, I will catch you later.